Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin. Happy to be back with you for just a few minutes today to talk about the wonderful accidental careers many of us find ourselves in. Now, you may be one of the exceptions, but over the years, I've had fun asking many of the groups I speak to a pretty simple question. I'll ask, how many of you grew up wanting to be a banker? Well, there are almost never many hands, if any, that go up. And sometimes someone will have had a parent or relative who worked at a bank or credit union, and so they may have thought about it. But for the most part, most of the bankers I speak to were, like me, accidental bankers. And you know, it's a wonderful accidental career. But why is it an accidental career for so many? Why do so many people grow up wanting to be doctors or lawyers or, well, these days, programmers or YouTube and TikTok stars? Yeah, don't get me started. But banking? Not so much. Well, my theory is that the stereotype of a banker has not changed much throughout the years, and that stereotype was never what you'd consider an aspirational one, to say the least. Then, however we found our way here, we found our way here. And when you look around, you realize how wrong so many of those stereotypes are. For one, you soon realize that banking is not just a service industry, it's a vital services industry. Think about it for a second. If you ask the average citizen which companies they depend upon, it's a fair bet that their bank or credit union would be high on their list. That's true whether a customer is a high net worth customer or lives paycheck to paycheck. It's also true for small businesses of all sizes. Americans and American businesses depend on their financial institutions to be there when, where, and how they need them. They also depend on their banks and credit unions to be accurate to the penny, regardless of the number or complexity of transactions they require. They trust their financial institutions. Yes, trust them to hold, secure, and insure their money. And banks and credit unions do it so well, so accurately, so dependably, that many take it for granted. But it goes beyond that. Bankers helping customers and members understand how accounts work, showing them helpful features to save them time, to make their lives a little easier, should not be overlooked. And then there are the times customers and members are in a bind or have questions about their finances, and a banker helps them get through stressful times with helpful advice or even helping them navigate financing options. And it would be hard to overstate the impact community bank and credit union loan officers have had in helping small businesses start up, operate, and succeed over the decades. They've been these silent partners in millions of small businesses, not just with financing, but with advice and consultation, helping their customers and members navigate vital parts of business they often need assistance with. And, well, that doesn't even count the PPP programs you've made available to customers and members over the past 2 years. Banks and credit unions were our economic first responders, period. Even before the PPP program was rolled out, it was banks and credit unions that stepped in to save thousands of small businesses until national programs were put in place. And once they were, it was you who did the heavy lifting in the banking industry to assist small businesses everywhere. Financial institutions are also among the most charitable organizations in the country, period. Point to a community anywhere in the country, and there's a fair bet that the community banks and credit unions in those communities are some of the most involved in civic organizations and charitable drives. Banking is about helping people, and bankers do it both on and off duty. And frankly, in-store bankers may offer the most hands-on and personal assistance of anyone in banking. So, yeah, banking was an accidental career for most of us, but it's what I would call a happy accident. The more people we help, the more we grow. The more we grow, the more opportunities there are to help. It's a great situation to be in and a wonderful industry to be a part of. Strive to be the kind of banker your community, your customers and members, and your co-workers can depend upon. Until next time, Financial Supermarkets family, I'm Dave Martin wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.